Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
LSU baseball has a huge series tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday with Auburn to close out the regular season. We got Skipper Paul Maneri, LSU head baseball coach, on with us right now. Coach, how are you?
Good. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Coach, I think you earlier today announced pitching rotation changes this weekend. Can you just fill everybody in?
Yeah, well, just what we did was we bumped up Eric Walker to the number one game, Landon Marcel up to the number two game, and the third game we haven't announced the starting pitcher for. We'll just have to kind of see where we are after two games. But I did that because, you know, we have to have an eye on the SEC tournament next week. And, you know, if Eric Walker didn't start hypothetically until Friday, he wouldn't be able to pitch till Thursday the following week. And if Landon Marcel didn't pitch till Saturday, he wouldn't be able to pitch till the following Friday. And, you know, we have to win Tuesday to be able to extend the tournament, but we got to have somebody pitch on Wednesday and Thursday as well. So we moved those guys up, number one, because I think Eric Walker is pitching the best for us, and then, you know, and he should be in the number one spot, but also with an eye on next week.
Could Todd Peterson be a candidate for game three?
Possibly, if he doesn't pitch in the first two games, but, you know, let's hope that that's not the case. You know, Todd's one of our top relief pitchers, and if we have a chance to win game one and or game two, and he's the best guy for us in a certain situation, then I'm not going to hesitate to use him then and just take him one at a time. But if he hasn't pitched in the first two games, he'd be a candidate possibly to start or come in out of the bullpen in game three, certainly.
Coach, how confident, or right now from a confidence standpoint, do you feel like your team is playing? You know, obviously we know the win last night, but just heading into that final season, and then, you know, as you position yourself for the SEC tournament?
That's a good question, Deuce. You know, confidence in baseball is a lot different than it is in some other sports. The confidence really grows based on your starting pitcher. If you've got a really good starting pitcher out there that can dominate a game, boy, everybody plays so well behind them, you know, because they're playing loose. They don't feel like every pitch, every at bat, every play is going to determine the outcome of a ball game. When your pitching struggles, then your position players have a tendency to press and think that they've got to hit the 8-run home run and those type of things. So confidence in baseball, I think, you know, varies from day to day, from, you know, part of the game to the other parts of the game, maybe more than most sports. So it's very imperative that Eric Walker goes out there tomorrow night, gives us a good start. If he does that, then I think our team's confidence is at a real high level. That win the other day at Arkansas certainly, you know, made the guys feel very confident that they can beat anybody in the country.
LSU coach Paul Maneri here on Sports Talk. Can you give us an update on Cole Henry and Jaden Hill? Do you think you'll have them back by the SEC tournament?
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, the progress has been good. It's, you know, it's been a long, tedious thing. Fortunately, you know, their MRIs looked great. You know, there's no structural damage at all in their arms. They just, for some reason, weren't feeling right. And so it's taken some time for each of them. Jaden a little longer than Cole, of course. Jaden pitched the first two weekends of the year and hasn't pitched since. Whereas Cole's been out, this will be his fourth weekend that he hasn't pitched. But, you know, the progress that they've shown and what they've shown this week gives me some optimism. They'll have one more time where they need to pitch in kind of a simulated game in practice for me to have a better idea whether or not we can get something out of them next week at the SEC tournament. And more importantly, beyond that, at the NCAA tournament.
Coach, you guys have had an inordinate amount of injuries, whether it's pitchers or position players, going back to the fall even. Is there something – that, and bear with me because I might not ask this the right way, but the training staff, the trainers, the doctors, et cetera, on the staff that, I mean, on your team that look at and treat these players, is there something to that in terms of, I don't know, I guess, is there enough attention or focus paid to that?
Well, I know what you're trying to ask, Christian, and I'm not offended by the question at all. You know, we have an amazingly competent staff of strength training coaches, at medical people, doctors and trainers and everything. But if you look at Major League Baseball, there's like an epidemic of these kind of injuries. More players are on the disabled list today than have ever happened before. You could look at the minor leagues and you can say the same thing. And then look around the colleges. This is not something unique to LSU, I promise you. These kids, you know, they specialize in baseball at a much earlier age now. And the more throwing you do, the more type of, you know, skill work that you do in baseball, sometimes the body just needs a little rest from that specific, you know, athletic movements. You know, I long for the days when kids played football in the fall and basketball in the winter and baseball in the spring, and they learn to compete and they develop instincts and their body gets a rest from different things. You know, the actions that you do in football, for example, so totally different than in baseball, and your throwing arm gets a rest and those type of things. And I think that's contributed. I think just a lot of different things have contributed through the years, but I don't think there's one thing you can point at. If I knew the answer to that question for sure, man, I could patent it and make an awful lot of money, because there's a lot of more experts than me, you know, medical people out there that still don't know for sure what the reason is why there's so many injuries. But it's certainly not something that we have a monopoly on at LSU. Everybody's dealing with it, and certainly we are as well.
Coach, and just to follow up on that question a little bit that Christian asked, you know, all coaches have a worry or two. You know, what probably keeps you up a little late at night thinking about this team? Is it the injuries? Is it starting pitching, trying to get, you know, a few more innings out of those arms? Or, you know, you're just waiting for maybe one of those young players for that light to really go off from? What kind of keeps you up a little bit just saying, man, if I can just get this guy or get this one thing going?
Well, that's an easy answer, Deuce. It's those top two starting pitchers. You know, if Cole Henry and Jaden Hill had been pitching for us all season, their development would be extraordinary. You know, the more experience they're gaining as freshmen, their talent is off the charts. I mean, you're talking about future major league pitchers. And combined with Landon Marceau, who's had his share of missed time as well, Landon is he's starting to show the caliber of pitcher that we recruited, we knew we got. But, you know, when he's not healthy and he's not able to do it on a consistent basis, it just kind of impedes his progress. So if we had a rotation right now of, you know, Cole Henry and Jaden Hill and Landon Marceau, albeit they're all freshmen, and you throw an Eric Walker there, oh, my goodness, you know, I we'd probably have 10 more victories on our ledger right now. But what happens is when your top guys get hurt, then the guys that should be pitching in the middle of the week are being pushed to the weekend. And the guys that should be in supplemental roles are being pushed into being counted on in the middle of the week. And it has a domino effect on everybody. So, you know, the guy that coined the phrase that pitching was 90% of the game far underestimated the importance of pitching in the sport of baseball.
Coach, Daniel Cabrera power numbers have really started to take off here. I know he leads the team in home runs, but, I mean, he hit one opposite field last night, and everything I understand about baseball is when you can drive a ball out of the ballpark to the opposite field, you're doing a lot right. His swing has been really strong the last week, if you just talk about that.
Well, that just gets us all excited, because everybody knows that Daniel is one of the best players we have, and you know, we count on his bat to be a big part of our offense. And You know, he started at Arkansas. He swung the bat really well all weekend. Even though we lost the opening game, he had two home runs in that game and swung the bat well all weekend. And then last night, you know, he took advantage of the pitcher pitching him away. He was throwing sinkers away from him and a little bit of a wind blowing to left field. He hit that ball with such authority that it carried out of the ballpark. So, listen, we're going to need Daniel to do that all the rest of this season if we're going to have an offensive team that can compete for a championship.
What kind of Auburn team's coming to town tomorrow, Friday and Saturday?
Oh, they're just like every other SEC team. They got great starting pitching, and they got a good solid lineup. They were without their top two starting pitchers for a portion of the season. Now they have their guys back, and so, you know, they're feeling better than they have all year because they've got their guys back. So, you know, we're going to have a tremendous challenge, just like you do every weekend. You know, these guys have good arms. They got a solid lineup. They play good defense. One of their starting pitchers, the pitcher who pitched Saturday, Tanner Burns, pitched for the team that I managed last summer, the USA Collegiate National Team. He's a great kid. He's got a big arm. So, yeah, it's going to be a tremendous challenge, but, you know, it's going to be exciting. The weather's going to be fun, perfect. Hopefully we'll have big crowds for the games. There'll be enthusiastic crowds and, you know, make for a great environment for SEC and college baseball, and we can finish strong last three games of the year and carries right into the postseason. So hopefully we'll go out and play great.
LSU coach Paul Mainieri, thanks for the time and good luck this weekend.
Okay, guys, good to be with you.
All right, there he goes. LSU opening three games with Auburn, final series of the regular season tomorrow, starting at 6:30 right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.